This is the Dive Into Malaysia Travel Podcast, Episode 6, with Dive Into Malaysia founder Sharon Gourlay. In today's episode, I'm discussing the different regions and states in Malaysia. It can get a little confusing when planning a trip to a new place, what all the different regions and places are, how they fit together, and which areas are best for your trip when you aren't that familiar with the country. In this episode, I'm going to quickly give you the basics of the different regions in Malaysia, why you may want to visit them, and what you need to know to plan your trip. It'll help you make sense of other things I talk about in this podcast or on diveintomalaysia.com. It'll also help you plan your trip because you'll be better able to understand how different places can fit together and what you have time for in your itinerary.
Welcome to the Dive Into Malaysia Travel Podcast, the place to be when you're dreaming and planning all the awesome adventures you could have in Malaysia. Each week on the show, your host Sharon will take you from underwater adventures in one of Malaysia's marine parks to standing on top of the world in Merdeka 118 in KL to eating the best food you'll experience in your life at a hawker center to planning how to get from A to B and where to stay. It's all here.
So today we are basically having a brief geography lesson on Malaysia and its different states and regions. But before we dive into everything Malaysia, remember you can find today's show notes at diveintomalaysia.com/episode 6. This has the links to everything I talk about and further information to help you plan your trip. Now, Malaysia is made up of 13 states and 3 federal territories. What places in each state or territory doesn't really matter that much to the casual visitor, so we're not really going to break it up by state and territory. More important to know is that there are 2 major parts to Malaysia. Peninsular Malaysia or West Malaysia, which is the part that's connected to the Asian continent south of Thailand and above Singapore, and East Malaysia or Borneo, which is an island to the east of Malaysia. Now, Borneo is an island shared with Malaysia, Indonesia, and Brunei, and on this podcast, we obviously focus on the Malaysian parts. There are 2 states and a federal territory here for Malaysia. What's interesting with these states, called Sabah and Sarawak, is that they do have their own immigration, and you'll get a stamp when you enter here. So if you like collecting passport stamps, bonus, because you can get some extra ones. Labuan is a small island, which is a federal territory and also located just off the coast of Borneo. Now, the Malaysian part of Borneo is basically along the north coast with Brunei between Sabah and Sarawak, although they do have a land border too. So if you do go between those 2 states, you may consider visiting Brunei as well. It does feel quite different in Borneo compared to Peninsular Malaysia. Sabah and Sarawak are fantastic places to go if you're interested in nature and wildlife spotting, indigenous cultures, getting off the beaten track and more. There is some spectacular scenery here. And if you've ever seen pictures of orangutans, they were probably here. They also have some nice cities in their capitals, Kota Kinabalu in Sabah and Kuching in Sarawak. Some areas of Sabah are well known for their amazing diving and spectacular islands, and it really is a fantastic part of the world. It does take a couple of hours to fly here from Peninsular Malaysia, and I don't recommend visiting this part of Malaysia unless you have a week at least to concentrate on one of these states. Although in saying that, I have done 4-day trips to Kuching. Actually, twice I've done 4-day trips to Kuching, and I've still had a good time, right? It's actually really easy to day trip from Kuching and see a lot of amazing things. But ideally, you want a decent length of time to come here and to do it justice. Back in Peninsular Malaysia, there are 2 parts that are often talked about: the West Coast and the East Coast. Most tourists visit the West Coast, where you'll find Malacca, Penang, Langkawi, and more. So most of the more famous places you've heard of in Malaysia are on that sort of western part of Peninsular Malaysia. It's the easiest part of Malaysia to visit with great transport, and it's well set up for tourists, lots of different types of hotels and everything else. Being the most popular area, you know, it has some pluses with all of that. They also have better times to visit and worse times to visit, but really you can visit all year round, which is also what makes this part attractive. I do have a podcast coming up soon specifically about when to visit Malaysia, where I'll talk more about that. This region is a great introduction to Malaysia, with the UNESCO World Heritage listed old towns in Malacca and Penang, the gorgeous beaches in Langkawi and Pangkor Islands, and many other interesting places that are easy to reach. Kuala Lumpur is also right near here. Now, the east coast of Peninsular Malaysia is best known for its absolutely gorgeous islands. There are some great options here if you love tropical islands and exploring underwater marine life. These islands can be quite popular, but they definitely feel more off the beaten track than Langkawi and Penang. They're also a little bit more time consuming to get to, so you do need a little more time to spare to make it to an east coast island, especially if you want to hop to a few of them. I mean, the upside of this, it's a bit more time consuming, less people go, and it gives you a better experience in many ways. Now, this East Coast is also hit by a monsoon season that has more of an impact on tourism. So a lot of the islands pretty much just shut down from the end of October to around the start of November to March. And so it's really not a good time to go visit during that period. There are also some interesting cities and nice beaches on the East Coast. The East Coast, especially further in north in the states of Kelantan and Terengganu, is more conservative than the West Coast. Over 95% of the population in these states are ethnic Malay and Muslim, which give the cities here a different feel than Penang, KL, or some other places where there is more of a mix of cultures. So that's not good or bad. It's just different and it makes it an interesting place to visit when you're planning your Malaysia itinerary. Kuala Lumpur, the capital, is in its own territory and is located somewhat centrally in peninsular Malaysia, but towards the west coast. And it's easy to get to really from anywhere. It'd just be closer and even easier, usually from west coast places, depending on how far they are, though. Now, down the bottom of peninsular Malaysia is the state of Johor, with the capital, Johor Bahru, right at the bottom facing the island of Singapore. Now, it's very easy to travel between Johor Bahru and Singapore, and this is a popular entry point to Malaysia. Now, there's one more region I think is worth highlighting, and that's the states of Pahang and Perak. Now, these states are in the middle of peninsular Malaysia, and while they have coastline and some of the islands I've talked about so far, so, you know, one is on the west coast, one is on the east coast, they're also home to Malaysia's accessible jungle interior and highlands, with Cameron Highlands. So it does feel quite different when you're in those interior parts of those states than when you're either on the east or the west coast. Now, this middle of Malaysia is definitely worth a visit as well, with wildlife and jungle to explore at Taman Negara, which translates to national park. And the very different area around Cameron Highlands, where you can have a cup of tea and some scones while hanging out in a tea plantation. Now, these areas are easily accessible from Kuala Lumpur and somewhat from the coast, but they're definitely somewhere you can consider visiting as well. So I hope this quick podcast has given you some idea of the different regions in Malaysia. If you're only visiting Malaysia for a week or two, I would pick either the east or west coast of peninsular Malaysia or Sabah in Borneo or Sarawak in Borneo. Okay, not really trying to go all over the place. But you can definitely combine any of these with Kuala Lumpur, especially if you have 2 weeks. For a longer trip, you can look at visiting more regions and combining these sort of areas. So to recap, today we talked about the different regions in Malaysia. Hopefully this helps you work out your next trip. The major ones are East Malaysia or Borneo with Sabah and Sarawak, and then Peninsular Malaysia or West Malaysia, which can somewhat be divided into the east and west coasts. And it also has an interior worth visiting. Now remember, you can find the show notes for this episode at diveintomalaysia.com/episode6. Now make sure you subscribe to this channel because next episode I'm talking about the East Coast Islands. If you've ever thought about visiting them or visiting more of them if you've already been to one or two, or simply want to know the most beautiful places in Malaysia, just make sure you listen. These places are just stunning. I look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Dive Into Malaysia Travel. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more travel inspiration, planning advice, and fun about traveling in Malaysia. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.